To Fanny Brawn, May 1820. Wednesday morning. My dearest girl, I have been a walk this morning with a book in my hand, but as usual I have been occupied with nothing but you. I wish I could say in an agreeable manner. I am tormented day and night. They talk of my going to Italy. 'Tis certain I shall never recover if I am to be so long separate from you. Yet with all this devotion to you, I cannot persuade myself into any confidence of you. Past experience, connected with the fact of my long separation from you, gives me agonies which are scarcely to be talked of. When your mother comes, I shall be very sudden and expert in asking her whether you have been to Mrs. Dilke's, for she might say no to make me easy. I am literally worn to death, which seems my only recourse. I cannot forget what has passed. What? Nothing with a man of the world, but to me, deathful. I will get rid of this as much as possible. When you were in the habit of flirting with Brown, you would have left off, could your own heart have felt one half of one pang, mine did. Brown is a good sort of man. He did not know he was doing me to death by inches. I feel the effect of every one of those hours in my side now. And for that cause, though he has done me many services, though I know his love and friendship for me, though at this moment I should be without pence, were it not for his assistance, I will never see or speak to him until we are both old men, if we are to be. I will resent my heart having been made a football. You will call this madness. I have heard you say that it was not unpleasant to wait a few years. You have amusements. Your mind is away. You have not brooded over one idea as I have, and how should you? You are to me an object intensely desirable. The air I breathe in a room empty of you is unhealthy. I am not the same as you. No, you can wait. You have 1,000 activities. You can be happy without me. Any party, anything to fill up the day has been enough. How have you passed this month? Who have you smiled with? All this may seem savage in me. You do not feel as I do. You do not know what it is to love. One day you may. Your time is not come. Ask yourself how many unhappy hours Keats has caused you in loneliness. For myself, I have been a martyr the whole time, and for this reason I speak. The confession is forced from me by the torture. I appeal to you by the blood of that Christ you believe in. Do not write to me if you have done anything this month which it would have pained me to have seen. You may have altered. If you have not, if you still behave in dancing rooms and other societies as I have seen you, I do not want to live. If you have done so, I wish this coming night may be my last. I cannot live without you, and not only you, but chaste you, virtuous you. The sun rises and sets, the day passes, and you follow the bent of your inclination to a certain extent. You have no conception of the quantity of miserable feeling that passes through me in a day. Be serious. Love is not a plaything. And again, do not write unless you can do it with a crystal conscience. I would sooner die for want of you than yours forever. J. Keats.